back and how you felt out there in your game tonight.
Felt good to be back. Playing basketball. You know? Doing what I'm so blessed to do for so long. Feel good.
You talk about you missed four games and personal matters. Can you explain that a little bit more for us tonight?
Well, I mean, it was really personal and it's something I had to tend to. Mark Cuban's a great owner, you know, for understanding. You know, that sometimes we have to fix whatever's going on off the court in order for us to fix what's, you know, going on the court.
Is it fixed off the court so that you're with a team the rest of the way?
Yeah. We'll see. Why not? Everything is okay.
Did you talk to your teammates?
No, ladies first.
Can you talk about the way that your teammates have responded to you?
I mean, we got a great group of guys. You know, before the game, I let them know how much I need them, and I'm fortunate to have a group of guys like this.
Coach said it was your best game. You were the most engaged you've been so far this season. Do you feel that way?
I think so. You know, sometimes you know, whether you're athlete or entertainer, you know, sometimes people don't really understand, you know, what you might be going through or experiencing. Sometimes we got to get things in order, you know, for you to, you know, play or act or do whatever you do as an entertainer, for you to do it at a high level or do it consistently or do it with passion.
You feel like you have anything to prove or to show your teammates that you're really into this mentally and for the long haul?
I mean, just be consistent, just be myself. If I'm myself, we shouldn't have any problems. Whether it's the way I play or it's the way I express myself, I shouldn't have a problem. I'm Lamar, and everything kind of falls into place after that. Should fall into place.
Rick was pretty critical of you on the radio show yesterday. One of the things he said is patience is warmth. What was your reaction to his comments yesterday?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, well, he said patience is the one thing. It's been a disappointing road here that, basically, you need to get it going.
He's the coach, you know what I mean? And you probably have to ask him that question. I don't really know how to answer that.
What's your reaction to your coach and your patience?
I'll just continue to play hard. You know, I've done this for so long. I've done it at a high level as well. I mean, I expect more out of myself. You know what I mean? I probably put the most pressure on myself than any coach or any owner or anybody that's watching or basketball expert could probably ever put on me. You know what I mean?
You talk about personal things, and obviously we don't know what's going on with you. I guess what would you say to the fans who don't know what's going on but are trying to, I guess, figure out the situation and support?
Just to be patient. I realize, you know, no matter how many points you score or how big I look on TV, or we're all people. You know what I mean? And some things, you know, beat us down. And sometimes we need to take a step away from everything to overcome it. Or just to be patient. I understand that my name is Lamar first, and, you know, not Odom, so I'm not like some god, just like everybody else.
We're going low.
Yes, baby.
Are you 100% committed to this team?
Yeah.
Do you want to be here? There was a lot of speculation, rumors about you not wanting to be here, wanting a buyout. Is this where you want to be?
Yeah, that's wrong. I'm lucky. I'm blessed to be able to play for a team like this, organization like this.
So you hadn't asked for a bio?
No.
You see, this is the first time since everything is fixed for me.
I mean, it's today, right? That's how we all felt when we woke up today. I'm pretty sure we all said the same thing and had the same feeling. Oh, thank you for another day.
When you told your teammates you needed them, was that right before the game? Or
yeah.
Anything more about what you might have told them?
Yeah. I just told them to, you know, to stick with me. And, you know, at this point in time in my life, I need them.
Well, did you communicate to the organization what was going on, that you'd be gone? So it seemed like there was some mystery even with teammates as to what was keeping you away.
Yeah, everything with me and the organization is okay.
Can you talk about that run in the third quarter? You were a big part of that, where you guys started to pull away.
Oh, I mean, we just had fun. We got some stops and we were able to get on a break. You know, get a couple of, you know, blocks underneath the basket, rebound the ball, get on the break. We just had fun out there, passing the ball, making an extra pass.
Are you feeling happy being posted up, let them know